It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Friday, USDA released their November cattle on feed report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of just how many cattle were in our feedlots at the beginning of November and how many were placed for the month of October and how many were marketed for the month of October. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the numbers for this report.
2024 has been a year of extremes. Spring started off cool and wet. Fall so far has been hot and dry, which has put most of the region in some stage of drought. Cattlemen, is your operation prepared if the drought situation lingers in 2025? Pasture Rangeland Forage Insurance, offered by RMA, is designed to help take the sting out of a drought situation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag to help design a strategy that helps protect you against potential drought. With access to over 20 years of data, we can tailor a policy that fits your operation.
Friday afternoon, USDA released their November cattle on feed report, and as we've been seeing over the last few months, the cattle on feed report was just a little bit negative to cattle. When looking at the numbers, the on feed was expected to come in at 100% of a year ago. It was in at 100% of a year ago, so the on feed number was just a little bit more than anticipated. Placements were expected to come in at 103% of a year ago. They actually were at 105%, so we placed 2% more cattle in our feedlots. Marketing was at 105% of a year ago, and they actually were at 105%, so slightly less than anticipated for the month of October. Overall, nothing big was in this report, but it did show that since placements were a little bit larger, that was a little bit negative for the cattle on feed report. And when you look at the weight breakdowns, we placed about 116,000 more this month than what we saw for last year at the same time frame. And an even breakdown as far as the weight category. So there really was no weight that actually stood out as being placed more so than any other weight group. But what was interesting, we did see a development over the weekend as a new world screwworm was found in some cattle in southern Mexico, which is going to slow down the importation of cattle from Mexico since this is a health concern. And that will continue to help support the cattle markets, as we've been seeing a lot of calves coming into the U.S. from Mexico and from Canada going into our feedlots. This is going to slow down that movement of cattle, especially coming out of Mexico, which is going to tighten up the supply of calves available to go into feedlots. And that's going to make it an interesting dynamic as we move forward here for the next couple of months. And it's likely going to be somewhat supportive to the cattle markets, especially the feeder cattle market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.